Hemslöjdens craft trails, material, crooked growth, swelling and strip barking. Trees can grow in all sorts of ways, with crooks, curves, growths and damage. Some things happen naturally, depending on the growing locations, while others can be influenced by us humans, so-called wood preparation. These different variations and properties can be good for different objects and purposes in crafts. Crooked trees may have been formed naturally or by someone bending a young tree and letting it grow further. The strong and tough wood that is formed can be used for many things that naturally need to have a bend, such as spoons, ladles, handles, and brackets of various kind. A sort of a swelling on the wood can form on deciduous trees. This happens if the tree receives a longitudinal damage, either naturally or by someone cutting through the bark into the wood. The tree heals this by forming ridges on the sides of the damage, and very strong and hard wood is formed there. It can be used for various tool handles, among other things. Pine contains resin, which makes it resistant to rot and moisture. By peeling off the bark in a longitudinal strip, you can induce the tree to produce even more resin to protect the damage that has occurred. This method is called strip barking, and when this is done, a material grows that is extra impregnated and even more durable. This is suitable for window frames and other building preservation that is exposed to moisture, weather, and wind. Caption 1. A crooked birch can be perfect for a spoon or ladle. Caption 2. Swelling wood on a birch. Caption 3. Strip-barked pine that impregnates itself. Hemslöjden is the National Association of Swedish Handicraft Societies. This material is a part of our project Skogens Material, Materials from the Forest, carried out with the support of the Swedish National Heritage Board. Read more about the craft trails by scanning the QR code.